Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. On Sunday, reporters and editors at the Boston Globe went from writing the news to delivering it. The change came after calls started coming in from subscribers reporting that they had not been receiving their papers, including Pat Skurlock, who's a home delivery subscriber for more than 30 years.
Now it's 8 days, and I'm just wondering if we're ever going to get our paper again.
She sounds pretty upset, and there were a lot of people upset. The problems came in after the Globe switched delivery companies. As of now, there is no clear resolution in sight. Joining us to talk about this issue, John Carroll. He's professor of communications at Boston University. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Nice to be here.
Also with us is Maria Kramer. She's been a reporter at the Boston Globe for 12 years now covering crime, and she happened to be one of the reporters out delivering papers this past weekend. Hello, Maria.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. We want to talk to you about your experience of what it was like. But first, we also want to talk to listeners. Listeners, do you subscribe to the Boston Globe? Have you gotten a paper recently? If not, are you planning to keep your subscription or cancel it or go online? You can call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-8255, or 8255 is actually talk. And you can also find us on Facebook and a Twitter at Radio Boston. Okay, I want to hear first about the Globe's delivery problem and how it began. John Carroll, what's the mini history on this?
Well, the mini history is they switched from a longtime distributor to one from the West Coast. And the West Coast distributor has one story, and the Globe has another story. The West Coast distributor says, we told them there was going to be massive disruptions here. And it takes 3 to 6 months for these things to smooth out. The Globe says they never told us that. It may be the Globe heard what they want. It's hard to know. I mean, there are two completely parallel narratives going on here that that never intersect. Apparently, the new group, ACI Media, has not been able to hire enough drivers. They've got some kind of glitch in their software, the routing software. Maria maybe can address this. I heard that that the lists that were given out to the reporters who were delivering papers were arranged alphabetically instead of geographically, so that basically people were crisscrossing the areas going back and forth 3 or 4 times.
Maria, what do you understand about this? I mean, it sounds rather odd given the mechanisms that are in place right now to be able to track down subscribers and where they live, that this would be an issue at all. What do you know?
John described it very accurately. That's essentially what happened to us on Sunday morning when we all got our list. I got groupings in sort of semi-alphabetical order. I was sent to Brookline, and I had the W's together and the M's together, the streets that begin with those letters. And as my colleague and I began driving around these neighborhoods trying to find all these different houses, we realized that we were crisscrossing the same neighborhoods. We're crossing intersections that we'd crossed just a few minutes before to deliver newspapers in one section of Brookline, then back to the other. It was dizzying. It was not arranged in a geographical way, and I can see why any new driver would have a difficult time getting to the right location.
Can you tell us how it happened to be that you were sitting there delivering papers in the first place? I mean, who came up with this idea?
Essentially, the reporters came up with the idea. We were so frustrated. I think by day two, when the readers began flooding our phone lines and we couldn't even make any outgoing calls because the phone lines were so busy, we realized we have a serious problem. I'm a subscriber. I live in Roxbury. I haven't had a paper since last week either. And I was furious. So, you know, and I rely on the Globe for my livelihood. I was ready to cancel. So I could only imagine how frustrated readers were. So, you know,
what did you do when you did
editor?
Oh, before you get to the editor meeting, what did you do when you stopped getting your paper? Did you complain?
I did. I called the customer service line, and I was told, like everybody else, that I would have to wait an hour to talk to a human being. And, you know, I cursed under my breath, and I cursed over my breath, and it was just extremely frustrating. And I just felt so bad for readers because I just knew that they were having the same problems, and I knew that I'd be able to go to the Globe and get my copy of the paper, but they wouldn't. It was heartbreaking. That's really a good word. It was heartbreaking.
Okay, and just then you said you had a meeting with your editors?
Yes. So our editor, Brian McGorry, called a meeting with all of us and, you know, to try and explain what was happening. He was just as frustrated as we were. As an aside, he also did not receive his paper. And one of the reporters, I believe, raised her hand and said, why don't we just deliver the paper ourselves? And it didn't seem like something that was going to have to happen until Saturday, when, you know, the problem still hadn't been resolved. And we know, you know, Sunday's a huge circulation day, our biggest circulation day, an important day, that we would need a lot of hands on deck. So the email went out and people just raised their hands.
Okay, I want to ask you more about the experience and how logistically that worked out, what happened to the people who normally would have been delivering the paper yesterday. But John Carroll, the Globe, as Maria said, is a huge Sunday Globe subscriber, has a huge subscriber base, a home subscriber base. Do you know how many people in particular?
It's about 265,000, and about 202,000 of them are home subscriptions. So
for the Sunday or for every
for
day?
Sunday.
For Sunday.
And I think there's about 115,000 home subscribers for the weekday paper. So it's a huge amount of their circulation, and really a reliable source of income, not to mention the print ad revenues, which are basically driving the Globe.
Okay, now this gets to a very important point, because a lot of people would say, well, just, you know, go online and do what many people have done, which is one of the reasons that newspapers are in trouble, and that's that if they get a newspaper, they get it online. So what is the importance of home delivery then, aside from convenience?
The importance of home delivery is it's a built-in source of revenue, so that you don't have to rely on newsstand sales every day. You basically have this base of revenue that you can rely on for whatever it is, 3 months, 6 months, whatever it might be. The other part is the ad revenue. The bulk of ad revenue comes from the print edition. And the reason is it's the economics of scarcity. There are only so many pages in the Globe print edition that are there available to advertisers, whereas there's an unlimited amount of ad space on the internet in the digital world. So what you get is digital ads that go for about 10 cents on the dollar. If you get a dollar for print ad revenue, you probably get 10 cents for digital ad revenue. So the gap is huge and tremendously significant.
And Maria, you, I imagine, I mean, you're of course interested in all that John had mentioned as an employee of the Globe, but from your perspective editorially, what's the import of, if there is one, preference of home delivery versus readers looking digitally?
You know, it's interesting. I think that you take for granted how important it is to have the physical paper in your hands until you don't get it for a week. I just think it's the ritual of, you know, picking up your paper and opening it up and drinking it and, you know, reading it as you're drinking your coffee. It's a nice little tradition that people count on in the morning. And you think to yourself, okay, we have our phones and we can see the news on Twitter and on Facebook and, you know, go on bostonglobe.com and find it, but it's not the same. And people tell me that all the time. And I think the point was really driven home this week when I did not get my paper at my home. And I think for a lot of readers, it was the same experience.
Well, we're going to hear about some of those experiences now. In fact, let's go to the phone lines and hear from Lisa in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your story?
Good. Well, it's pretty much what you've already been talking about. No paper since last Sunday, a week ago. And I miss my ritual. I go out front every morning to see if it's there. My neighbor's New York Times is there, but my Globe isn't. And I guess my largest frustration was also just not being able to speak to anybody to say, all right, I haven't gotten the paper for 6 days.
But have you tried it? What happened when you called in customer service, or didn't you call?
Oh, it was, you know, press one.
Yeah.
Press two.
Same.
All of that.
Same response.
And then finally, yesterday I emailed. I thought I just got to do some, you know, hopefully make contact with somebody. So I sent out an email to customer service. So.
Any response yet?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Lisa. We wish you the best of luck. And there are a lot of people out there like you. Let's hear from Dave in Dedham. Dave?
Hi.
Hi, you're
well,
on the
I just wanted to say I haven't gotten my paper in 8 days, although we did get our Sunday paper. And the paper did show up this morning, although late. It's also affecting my Herald delivery because I got my Globe and the Herald from the same guy. And he's not doing the Herald anymore because he doesn't do enough heralds to make it justify for him to get up at 4 in the morning to deliver the paper. So it's affecting it that way. I think the way the Globe has handled this has been horrible. I think they're doing a lot of PR back work now. But before that, you couldn't get a hold of people. There was no talk about it on any of the media sources, just on the blogosphere is when you, the only thing you heard about. I happen to have emailed Beth Healy, I think it is.
Yeah,
the reporter,
she's a reporter for the Globe.
First found out, yeah, she was the one, I think, who organized the deliveries, and she's been great, but no one talked about this. The Boston Herald hasn't had one story about it. None of the news media had it, except for John Kelleher had it, like on Friday or something like that. But there's really been no talk up until today. I know it's the holidays and all, but it was kind of like a perfect storm of how to screw things up, kind of like a Demoulas type thing that happened. It just, they didn't do this very well. And the thing is, they still don't have a fix of it.
They still don't have a fix of it. Thank you very much, Dave from Dedham. And by the way, WBUR did cover it over the weekend. John Carroll, what's your thought there?
Well, the distribution of other newspapers in town is interesting, and it varies because I get four newspapers at home, and three of them I'm showing up every day, and I'm batting 500 with the Globe. So that's one difference. One of the other ones is the whole idea of the Globe talking about delivery delays. If you go to their website, they talk about delivery delays in these 112 zip codes. That's the number for today. It's not a delivery delay. It's not getting the paper. So they should engage in a little less Globe speak and a little more forthright conversation with their subscribers, because I think that they've hurt themselves as much in how they've handled this as they have in bungling the distribution.
Thank you for all the calls that have come in. And by the way, if you haven't called and you'd like to share your experience or your thoughts on this, the number is 1-800-423-8255. 1-800-423-TALK. Shaker from Sudbury called that number. Shaker, what's your story?
Hi, I'm not getting the newspaper, but the main reason for getting the newspaper is to get like the quote-unquote balanced coverage, or at least something that you can pick out of on a broadsheet or paper or something. Online, if you went there, it customizes or rearranges the news so that you only get what you have already been looking at. At least in the newspaper, you get to see, like, you can pick and choose from the newspaper what to look at.
Yeah, it's kind of the surprise. The surprise factor, I think, that you might be interested in a story that's not just put in front of your face on the screen.
Yes, exactly. But now that it's not there, you're looking at alternative methods of getting the news and stuff like that, and it's very disconcerting that, like the host was saying, the ritual of in the morning of going through the thing, that's the only time I have. If I don't have it at that time, it's useless, no matter how late or whenever it came. And news is useless the next day anyway.
Are you going to keep your subscription?
I'm not sure yet. Like, I've, gone out every day to look for the newspaper, and I haven't seen it. If I was going to give it up, I would have stopped doing that anyways. But, like, now I'm beginning to consider the whole thing all over again anyway.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that phone call. We were talking about the thousands of undelivered copies of the Boston Globe with our guest John Carroll, professor of communications at Boston University, and Maria Kramer, reporter for the Boston Globe's Metro section, who was among those who did not get her paper and among those who were delivering the Sunday paper yesterday, where the drivers fell short for possibly a variety of reasons. I'm not quite sure yet. John Carroll, do you know how many people have canceled their subscription because of this problem?
I do not know how many people have canceled their subscription. And one of the things that Mike Sheehan, who's the CEO, I believe, of the Globe, said that one of the reasons they made this switch was they did a survey, and 50% of the people who did cancel their subscription talked about how they did it because of the service and the delivery, that they were unhappy with it. So I'm not really sure how much of an impact this has had yet. If I can just add one thing about the Boston Herald, it is very odd that the Boston Herald has not covered this story at all. And one of the reasons may be that the Boston Globe prints the Boston Herald. But even so, they don't have to put a stick in the Globe's eye to cover this. This is a legitimate business story. And it's kind of shocking that the Herald has not covered it at all.
And Maria, what do you think?
I don't think that
us?
The... Yeah, I don't know why the Herald hasn't covered it. I they've never been afraid of taking us on, so I don't think it's because we deliver their paper.
It's inexplicable.
I am sort of wondering where they are. I'm sorry, go ahead. You want to ask something else?
Yeah, in terms of people who have canceled their subscription, do you know if that's been a problem?
You know, we haven't really, I haven't heard any official numbers. We've been told that it's not as bad as they had worried it would be. But, you know, I think they know that they can't take this for granted, that people are going to start, you know, canceling their papers if they, if they're not receiving them. We have been setting up more phone lines. We have reporters manning them. Linda Pizzuti, the wife of John Henry, was apparently on the phone talking to people and apologizing to readers. So hopefully people are able to get through and able to get somebody and get some sort of, you know, idea of what's going to happen to them now. We really want to keep our readers, so we're trying our best to just manage the situation as much as we can while we come up with a solution.
What are people saying at the Globe now? How about your colleagues there?
Everybody's really frustrated and worried, and you know, nobody anticipated this in the newsroom. You know, we're not supposed to be thinking about circulation this way. We're not supposed to be thinking about home delivery. Brian McGrory, our editor, is not supposed to be thinking about home delivery. We're supposed to be thinking about putting out a paper. And so that we now are in this position, it's infuriating to us because, you know, everybody there works so hard, and we want so much for people to read the work that we're doing and to not have it land on people's doorsteps when they count on it. It's infuriating. And, you know, we're trying our best to concentrate on the job at hand, but it's distracting. And, you know, that's a mild word for it. But we're just trying to get in touch with readers directly, so that if they are frustrated that they can't get somebody on customer service, at least they can talk to a reporter, and talking to somebody is some sort of comfort.
John Carroll, final point to you. What is the bigger picture issue here? I mean, it sounds like it's you know, one newspaper having a delivery problem. What's the larger picture?
Well, part of it is the print digital bake off that that goes on, and I think a lot of people thought that the sort of from a grassy knoll standpoint that the Globe was trying to drive people to its digital edition. The thing that might protect the Globe most in this situation is people take the print newspaper because they want a print newspaper. They don't want to read it online necessarily. So that may actually hold off a number of cancellations because that's the form that people like it in. But again, it's this sort of tug of war between digital and print. And I think that, that one of the things that newspapers have to worry about is losing their print base because they can't make up those revenues in the digital arena, at least not yet.
Dan Kennedy from Northeastern says that this could become an existential threat to the Globe if these delays drag on. Quickly, Maria and John, do you agree? Maria?
I think that that's why a lot of us are worried, yes, because this is a huge part of our revenue. These are the our most loyal readers. We have to show them how much we care about them and how much we care about them staying with us. So I would agree that this is something that we have to solve right away.
I see this as a little less apocalyptic. I think that the Globe will get through this. If it takes 4 to 6 months, though, as the distributor says it might take to get it straightened out, that's a whole different ballgame. If they can get it straightened out in much shorter order, I think they'll come through this fine.
Thank you. John Carroll, professor of communications at Boston University, and Maria Kramer, longtime reporter for the Boston Globe, who is out delivering weekend papers in Brookline, and I bet you didn't get overtime for it. Maria Kramer, thanks to you. John Carroll, thanks to you. And thanks to all those people who called in. Sorry we had to leave some of you on the line, but we hear you loud and clear. I'm looking, in fact, at some of your comments right now. Thank you all for being with us. Stay with us. There is more ahead. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is Radio Boston.